Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Start the show talking about this game, which we've made a point of and continue to make a point of. It is a massive game in the NFL. It is the single biggest regular season game of the year in the NFL so far. Probably by the end of the year will still be the single biggest regular season game. So ask yourself a simple question. They lose if, they win if, right? That's really what we're trying to boil this down to. And there's a couple things that stand out for the Chiefs in the if they win. I think to beat Buffalo in Buffalo, they need to complete one pass of 30 or more yards. I think they need to run the ball significantly better than they have each of the last 2 weeks with Kareem Hunt. And I think they got to keep Patrick Mahomes off his ass. Like, if those three things occur, I don't even need to bring up the defense. I know what they're capable of. I understand they can't let Josh Allen score 60 million points against them. But generally speaking, that's not what the defense has been. My focus is on winning or on the offense. Maybe you feel like there's a thing on either side of the ball. But for the Chiefs to win on Sunday, that's what I feel like has to happen.
Yeah, offensively, I'm 100% with you on the running part of it. You know, as far as do they have to connect on a 30-plus yard pass? I don't know if they have to. Certainly it would be nice. We know they've come close to doing that with Xavier Worthy the last couple of weeks. They've both been just off either Worthy's fault or last week it was more on Patrick Mahomes. I think the run game is essential in this one. I think we've seen where this offense is at their best. And now you're going up against one of the best opponents, maybe the best opponent you'll face all year until the playoffs. I think the running game has to, it doesn't have to be dominant. They don't have to have 150 yards on the ground, but it has to be effective. And last week, credit the Broncos, we know it was not effective, and it put pressure on the rest of this offense, especially with the offensive line left tackle struggles. When you're forced to drop back, what was it, 42 times against Denver, and you something still only like put that 16 points on the board. That's not a formula on the road at Buffalo to get it done. So I do think a combination of Kareem Hunt and mainly just Kareem Hunt. I mean, we know, and I'm barring a surprise, Clyde Edwards-Helaire active. It'll really be on the shoulders of Kareem Hunt. I don't think he can have, you know, 20 carries and only 45 yards. I mean, I think if he's going to have 20 carries, it needs to be 85 plus on the ground. Now, the last 2 weeks, he's still been 100 plus yard from scrimmage back, and that's crucial. The fact that they got him involved in the screen game and the passing game, kind of exciting. I'll be curious to see if that continues. But for me, the number one thing other than the obvious, which is don't have multiple turnovers, to me, it's the rushing attack being crucial. This is more about the offense. I feel as you kind of do. The defense, I'm really not concerned. You know, yeah, Bo Nix looked good against him. They still only put up 13 points or 14 points, whatever it was. So it's not like I'm concerned. Trent McDuffie, not worried at all that he had a rough day against Cortland Sutton. Cortland Sutton still didn't get 100 yards, guys. Like, it was a terrible day for Trent McDuffie. He still only gave up 80 yards. Okay. Yeah. So,
and not every single pass was on McDuffie. Although a good chunk were.
Most of them were, but like we act like he got torched for 190 yards and 2 touchdowns. He gave up 80 yards. So I'm not worried about McDuffie, especially that it looks like wide receiver wise, it's going to be Amari Cooper and Khalil Shakir, that there's not going to be, as we know, Keon Coleman, who's already been ruled out.
No. And so I understand the idea of like, I mean, and you and I both know, do I generally worry that, oh no, he'll have a worse game again in Trent McDuffie? No. Do I know that they can't let Josh Allen run for 80 yards and throw for 300 and 3 touchdowns and all the things that come with it? And he's been better and better and better. No. Yeah, I understand. Fundamentally, I understand the things that need to take place defensively to do it. But for them, This is one of the few games I would say, even based with their defense, I think they have to keep up offensively. This is a game that, like, you're going to have to keep up with the Joneses a little bit. I understand that you maybe don't feel that way typically with the Chiefs defense. Hypothetically, they have not needed those things often in this case. But they also can't, like, if they're not going to play keep up, well, then you better plan on zero turnovers. Is that your plan going into it? They still rank 22nd in turnover differential in the NFL. So unless that is making a dramatic improvement sometime in the next couple of days, they can't turn, like, either they can't turn the ball over, they have to keep up offensively. Keeping up offensively to me is getting the ball down the field. If you made me rank the things on offense, I think are the most important. Getting the ball down the field at least once for a long completion, I think is it. Maybe twice.
Yeah.
And those might go hand in hand with keeping Patrick Mahomes off his ass.
And I know it's a new year, but if you look at the last two matchups, this thing has been decided by 3 points in both, whether it was Buffalo winning the regular season game by 3 points, or we all know in the playoffs to get to the AFC title game, it was a 27-24 win. And in that score, 27-24, 24-20, 2017, like, that's all kind of in the range of what I think this one will be. I don't think we're back to, what would that have been, 2022, when it's, you know, 38-35. I just don't, I think we know better, don't
no,
we?
No, like, but, we, like, keep we, up we means, know like, better. 24-27. Yeah, oh, I mean, I don't think you're winning this game with 21 points, you know?
I don't think so, but, I mean, last year, 21 points would have won. I mean, 21-20 would have won it instead of 2017. Like, I hear you. Like, I just don't, these teams, for whatever
in
reason.
In the snow and all the other fair randomness.
But it's, but yeah, but the 2017 was the regular season game at Arrowhead. That wasn't the snow one. That was the one where Tony was just offside and the Chiefs should have had 24 points, as we know.
Tony.
I think these teams, much like when they've played Cincinnati, you know it's going to be close, man. You know it's going to be close. I think we'd be stunned either way if it's a 7-plus point margin for either team. And in that playoff win, I mean, Mahomes' numbers, you know, we talk about, like, he has to be his best. 17-23, 215, two touchdowns. Pacheco had 97 on the ground. What really stood out to me was Travis Kelce in the playoffs, we all know, was a different player. And so, and right now he's playing like playoff Kelce the last few weeks. He had two touchdowns in that playoff game. So what's the answer for Buffalo? You know, we're going to talk about a stat in a little bit that's pretty jarring for Patrick Mahomes, but
surprising. Yeah.
Surprising. Yeah. But the middle of the field is also Travis Kelce territory. And Buffalo is one of the worst teams in that area. Something's got to give with that, and that'll be interesting to me, but I think it starts with the run game. I don't think Mahomes has to go have a 350, four touchdown game for them to win or anything like that.
I don't know if this surprises everyone. Kansas City currently ranks dead. Patrick Mahomes ranks dead last in middle of the field passing. Dead last. We usually reserve that for the quarterbacks who are afraid to throw over the middle and instead throw to the outside because they're not comfortable in their offense or a million other things.
Yeah,
that
say
exist,
that stat, like, again. It's nuts.
They are dead last in the NFL in middle of the field passing, the Kansas City Chiefs. Not like 22nd or last.
Now,
dead last in their ability to throw the ball over the middle.
And the Bills are what, 30th in covering?
And the Bills are third to last in the NFL at covering the middle.
Okay,
of the field.
So something's got to give. Now, I'm fascinated by that stat. I referenced it during my betting show last night, too, because what I don't know, and maybe Aaron Schatz explains it more in greater detail behind a paywall or something, I don't know, but saying out loud, Patrick Mahomes is the worst quarterback throwing in the middle of the field. Like, what goes into that? Is that truly, is that his completion percentage is the worst? Is it that he has the most turnovers there? Is it that he has the least amount of yards
it's
there?
It's essentially a fact, you know, like, look at it like DVOA. It's the collection of all of those things, right? It's the interceptions, the passer rating, the yardage, all of it combined. Like, when you put those things in a little hopper together and say, who's bad at throwing over the middle? It's the Chiefs. Who's bad at guarding the middle? It's the Bills. And look, normally you would say, how could the Chiefs be the worst team in the league at going in the middle? They have Travis Kelce. Are there better people at being in the middle of the field than,
like,
Travis Kelce? I think this is them finding themselves after they lost Rashee Rice. They only got those couple of games with Rashee Rice over the middle where it was gangbusters. And then they had to kind of, like, re-identify and everything else. And so, like, once they got through that, I think you were probably looking through different circumstances. And so I think some of it is definitely that. But this is one of those something's got to give scenarios.
Something's got to give, but it's a very specific stat, too. Like, I've never, yes. like, have we ever, I mean, be honest, even if he was ever number one in this, have we ever referenced
no.
that he's the best quarterback in the middle
no.
of the field? Like,
probably so I don't because put we don't pay attention, but, like, being bad in the middle of the field, typically I reserve for bad quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's a stunning stat. I just don't, like, it's not one that we usually ever reference, good or bad. And the fact that the Bills are so bad in that area, too, I'll side with the offense getting the leg up over the defense yeah. usually in this scenario.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.